We are still in the West and we're bathing in the glory of an outstanding victory for New South Wales. I'd reckon Channel 9 executives are doing something similar with some great State of Origin numbers that are coming through. It's Monday, so on that day we speak to Trent Thomas. He's the General Manager of Media Week. He's on the line. G'day, Trent.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going?
Oh, well, couldn't be better, really. I mean, the sun is shining in the West. The Blues have won 44 points to 12. And now you're about to tell us how big the TV audience was for last night. There was criticism around game one. I think game two might have surpassed that. Am I right?
Yeah, so only by a little. We're still waiting for the BVOD numbers to come in. They should probably come in close to when I got off the phone to you. So last night we had 1.797 million, which obviously is amazing for a single night. The last few years have seen it go slide back a little bit. It used to be more around the 2 million mark. Game one, though, was only 1.771, so it was about an extra 27,000 tuning in for game two for the Sunday night, but this was down year on year and last year's game two on a Sunday night, which was 1.826. So down about roughly 70-odd thousand. We're hoping that the BVOD, the amount of people that have moved to watching it on streaming, will show that pretty much just a transition of audience and a loss.
Yeah.
But it's harder to tell overnight numbers now so early on in the day. It takes more time to pull all the different sources together, but I would say they would be quite happy with this number. It's every product in TV is declining year on year. The fact that they're holding pretty much the same would probably be of good value to them, especially when there's always been rumours for years of breaking Origin off to its own TV rights deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one, I think I'm right in saying that the first Origin game this year had a record streaming numbers for a single event at around the 425. So it'd be interesting to see. I'd anticipate something similar, maybe even a growth there too, Trent.
Yeah, I think it would, if it's in line with the linear TV, then the BVOD should probably be up on game one and that would take it easily into the 2 millions. Which for TV in Australia is a pretty hard thing to crack these days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Some incredible rugby league over the course of the weekend, but different, not the NRL. So let's go through and have a look at some of it. We had the under-19s, men's and women's. We had the women's on Friday night and then the internationals being played on Sunday before the big Origin game. Take us back to Thursday night. Good numbers for the under-19s clashes, Trent?
Yeah, it was surprising. You've got the men's under-19s game had over 200,000 across Nine and Fox League with a healthy audience of 156,000 on Nine. So quite interesting numbers there, since it wouldn't be too far off an NRL, first-grade NRL game with some of them getting in the low 200s. And then 39,000 tuned in for the under-19s women on Fox League. But we've talked about that 40,000 number before, about how that's the kind of the number that the A-League gets on Channel 10.
Yeah.
So 39,000 isn't bad for an under-19s women game when they're trying to grow the brand of women in the sport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What about Friday night? We had a classic game, New South Wales women taking on Queensland, fifth Origin game. 2014 victory for New South Wales. Numbers there?
Yeah. Roughly 380,000 across Nine and Fox League, which once again, great. Over 200,000 on Nine and over 150,000 on Fox League. We're not even counting, as all of these games, we haven't counted the KO numbers.
Yeah.
So if you had those KO numbers in, it's all looking pretty strong in comparison to non-sport properties. But, yeah, the fact that it was such a good game and it got free-to-air viewership and it had a good audience is a great indication for the rugby league for women. So I think very encouraging numbers there.
Yeah, no doubt. What about on Saturday? We had some internationals. Kiwis over Mate Ma'atonga, Samoa over the Cook Islands, finishing up with PNG and Fiji. Did we have some Fox numbers for that one?
Yeah, so this was on Fox League. Surprising, it might be due to the time issues they had, New Zealand and Tonga being at 5:30 to hit the New Zealand broadcast times better. But that game only brought in 55,000. But it was followed by Samoa and Cook Islands of 138,000. And Papua New Guinea and Fiji was the highest rated of the night of 167,000. So decent numbers, but I think some people might have been expecting a bit more. I was actually visiting my mum in Campbelltown, as you could hear her house shaking down the road from the Campbelltown Stadium. It was quite the atmosphere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was out there calling the Samoa Cook Islands game and there were people lined up everywhere. That game kicked off at 5:40. They didn't open gates till 5 o'clock and it was amazing the scenes that were coming in there. Supporters of all four nations there and they're in numbers as well. And as you say, making plenty of noise. All right, great weekend for rugby league. Different, the rugby league that we were watching over the course of that. What about some numbers away from that with some other sport? The MotoGP overnight.
Yeah, the Netherlands, that did about 50,000, which continues that trend that we've talked about of motorsport doing really well with Australians, especially international motorsport. 50,000 isn't obviously as high as stuff like the F1 does, but I think the people in charge of MotoGP in Australia would still be happy with those encouraging results. Because like I said, anything over 40,000, especially at that time, I think you'd reasonably be happy with tempered expectations.
Yeah. We're sitting inside of Optus Stadium as we speak now. Speaking of, Optus have picked up the rights to La Liga, so doubling down on their English Premier League rights, Trent.
Yeah, it might explain why Optus Sport went up by an extra $10 a month a few weeks ago, that they saw this coming. So now, obviously, one of the ultimate homes for international soccer fans. You've got the two top leagues in the world in the EPL and the La Liga. You'd think that if Optus is planning to put together the ultimate package, they'd want to eventually go for the Bundesliga as well.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a step in the right direction for them as they double down on soccer. They also grabbed the Euro Cup recently. So international soccer seems to be their focus, but they seem to know what their brand is and what their offering is. Yeah. So it makes sense.
And they still roll those into phone plans, right? So that's the second offering. They're not just a streaming service. Obviously, they're a telco that happened to add that. So that they can offer some really, really interesting bundles to their customers.
Yeah, it's an interesting model. It's a model in America that didn't really work out of AT&T offloading Warner Media to Discovery earlier this year.
Right.
So it's last year. So it'll be... that obviously was the biggest scale attempt at telcos moving into content and rolling it all together. But in Australia, Optus has been doing this for a few years now and they keep doubling down. So they must see results that they're happy with and they're in it for the long term.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we've got ourselves a decider. Wednesday, the 13th of July, Channel 9 executives very happy with that one. They might also be happy if Nick Kyrgios can go deep into Wimbledon. That, of course, is starting tonight as well on Stan Sport. So lots of sport around. Trent, as always, great to chat, mate. Enjoy your week.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good one.